PD is looking for several suspects in a drugstore burglary pattern.
Police say the suspects were involved in 8 different incidents where they tried to break into pharmacies by breaking their glass doors or rolling down those heavy security gates.
Great, just what we need, a new robbery pattern targeting pharmacies in New York, many of which are having problems staying open. With Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid closing a combined 40 locations in 2024 alone, leaving New York with about half the number of pharmacies it had just 10 years ago. Before our leaders thought it would be a good idea to stop sending thieves to jail where they belong.
We've spoken to several managers at various drugstores around New York City. Though none would go on camera, all tell us they've seen an increase in thefts.
Millions of dollars in stolen goods seized in Queens and put on display for the cameras. The thieves had an eye for cosmetics, beauty products, designer clothing, and accessories.
The shoplifting concerns are part of a growing trend in the city. But due to current laws, many of those arrested were released back on the streets to do it again.
This man just came in, grabbed a whole bunch of makeup stuff that was on the side, and just ran out. Security tried to stop him, but he was already gone.
Raphael and Sean Martez have been getting their prescriptions filled at this Walgreens for at least a year. They believe shoplifting played a role in the store's closure.
They have it locked up because sometimes they get boosters that come in there and steal their stuff.
I don't know if they're stealing it from here or they're stealing it from another place to sell it here.
These plexiglass screens and all these other inconveniences creates additional friction, and friction is the death of retail.
And it's like nothing is being done.
So do you feel like it's getting bolder?
Yeah, it definitely is getting bolder.
So, nearly half of New York City's drugstores have disappeared over the last decade as retail theft continues running rampant.
But what nobody's talking about is all of these pharmacy closures. They're happening 1 year after our leaders promised to get tough on shoplifting, a promise many businesses are still waiting for them to keep. And sadly, if you walk through any pharmacy in town, you'll be greeted with all the signs that the high crime environment afflicting our stores is here to stay. With locations throughout New York locking up their products because here we won't lock up our criminals. Because stealing here's been decriminalized, making New York a breeding ground for professional criminals who take things that aren't theirs and then sell them on the internet or on the side of the street somewhere. Perpetually funding illegal retail arbitrage businesses that will exist as long as shoplifting here remains a non-jailable misdemeanor, provided it's peaceful shoplifting that doesn't escalate to a physical altercation with another person. As for some reason, our criminal sympathizer leaders don't think destroying security barriers or cutting security tags counts as violent behavior. And that brings us to the real reason why New York is losing so many pharmacies, leaving many neighborhoods without a viable alternative to get things like prescription medication or everyday basic items. Many of these businesses were already struggling for a variety of reasons, and as retail theft continues to creep up, it erodes whatever was left in the store's margins, leaving them no choice but to shut down. Something Walgreens alone did 22 times last year, leaving it with just 189 locations left in New York. However, as you're about to see, retail theft isn't just a problem for pharmacies that end up closing. It also raises the cost of living for every New Yorker, even those who already buy everything online from places like Amazon. Revealing that as criminals loot and destroy these businesses, they're actually destroying New York City itself. So New York City has obviously got a lot of former retail storefronts that have been shut down. But if you want to see what out of control retail theft is really doing to the city, take a look at the stores that are still open. Like this one, where pretty much everything is locked up behind plexiglass, except for low demand products nobody's buying right now in New York, like sunscreen. Look at this, even the picture of the product that is here so you don't steal the actual product, even it's locked up so you don't steal the picture. But on top of all this in-store security, you'll also see something else, a blinking camera array on top of this CVS, with flashing lights meant to scare criminals into thinking the police could be inside, or at least watching. But sadly, none of this security is having the intended effect because our stores are still shutting down.
It's terrible what's going on.
Raphael and Sean Martez have been getting their prescriptions filled at this Walgreens for at least a year. They believe shoplifting played a role in the store's closure.
I have seen it happen right in front of my face. This man just came in, grabbed a whole bunch of makeup stuff that was on the side, and just ran out. Security.
So, as you can tell from all this security plastic, these places are getting robbed constantly, sometimes right in front of paying customers. And look at all the cracks around this product locker here
on this tide. It's almost as if somebody tried to tamper with this and break through it to get at the products underneath. And before we get into the unstoppable proportions this crime wave has now reached, look at who the real victims are from all this stealing. Now, of course, the store itself is a victim of crime, obviously, but the people who live near a place like this, they're the ones that suffer the most, because after a store like this is gone, where do they go to get the things they need and have relied on buying from it on a weekly basis? And what about the people that work at a place like this? Once it's gone, where are they going to work? Now, yes, every time a store like this shuts down over crime, the brand always says that they'll do everything they can to redeploy their workforce to other locations. But that just hurts everybody, because now the people who work at those other locations are going to have less hours because there's now a surplus of workers. If the workers that were at a store that closed can even get to whatever location they've been redeployed to. But even if the workers can get to the new location, so can the criminals. In fact, they ride around on the subway here for free because we don't care about fare evasion either. And that's the real problem here, because if customers need a new store to shop at and workers need a new store to work at, criminals, they're gonna need a new store to steal from, and everybody's gonna end up at whatever store is still hanging on. And hanging on is definitely the best way to describe it. After one Upper East Side pharmacy closed, the sole surviving location said that they were getting robbed once an hour. And as you're about to see, closing stores is not gonna put a stop to New York City's theft problems at all. In fact, it's only gonna make it worse.
Another guy, while he was chasing him, stole candy.
And it's like nothing is being done.
So do you feel like it's getting bolder?
Yeah, it definitely is getting bolder.
Walgreens said only economic headwinds are making it too difficult to cover.
So the reason it seems like theft is getting more out of control and thieves are getting bolder and more brazen is because they have to. You've got the same number of criminals, but now you've got fewer stores to steal from. Like this CVS right here, its theft problems definitely got worse after the Walgreens, which was across the street, shut down. When that happened, any crime that was taking place split between the two stores now all has to happen at just one store. And you can tell from the lack of rust and dings in the paint on these cabinets that many of them are a recent installation here. And not only are many of these aisles completely walled off on both sides, you've also got that blinking security camera. The store's literally doing everything it can to deter crime. And that's because any surviving store is under more pressure now than it's ever been, and there's no way out from any of this. Unless, of course, laws were to be passed that made crime, crime again. But since that's not happening, every single thing you see here are the last moves of a store that probably won't be here forever. But you know, the real problem is all of this product security, it doesn't just deter thieves, it also deters customers.
These plexiglass screens and all these other inconveniences that are added to customers who are simply there to make a purchase creates additional friction, and friction is the death of retail.
Walgreens said in a statement,
friction is the death of retail. He's 100% right, and if it takes longer to buy things in a physical store, less people are gonna put up with that. But it's not just the inconvenience factor that's a big deal here. All this security costs money. It's not free, because every time somebody wants to buy something, they need a human to help them get it, and that costs money. And that money can only come from one place. Just look at the price of this deodorant. It's absolutely expensive. Almost $20 when a three-pack of the exact same stuff costs $23 on Amazon right now. That's crazy. And if prices are going up and convenience is going down, what reason is there to even shop in a physical store anymore? You'd literally have to be desperate for some overpriced item and need it immediately for some sudden purpose to even go into one of these places. But if things are three times the price of what you can get them for on the internet, people are going to change their habits, and most people are. They're willing to wait a couple of days to get their dryer sheets. Just order your dryer sheets ahead of time. That way you don't have to run out and then come into a store and pay more than you'd pay on the internet. However, the internet is a double-edged sword, because it's both the cure for in-store theft and the cause of in-store theft in many cases. Because although you can't steal these cleaning products from Amazon as it's online, someone else could steal them from a place like this and then resell them back to you. And that is the whole reason stores like this, no matter how well guarded they are, may not have a whole lot of time left, at least in this city. So So this right here behind me is probably the most well-guarded Walgreens in the entire city. Not only does it have security cameras, but we're in a brand new train station, which is being patrolled by National Guard troops. And exits are limited. You can't just run out of this place right through this massive front door and then be on the street. No, you're still in a facility which is being monitored. But even though you'll see a few more free-range products on the shelves of this particular store compared to the CVS we were just in, there is still a lot of progressive plexiglass in here, that's for sure. Because sadly, even a place like this is not immune to theft.
As long as there are resale markets that are not held accountable for the sale of stolen goods, then this kind of conduct is only going to get worse.
Here's how it works. A criminal network hires an individual or crew called boosters. After robbing a retailer, they turn over the stolen goods to someone waiting nearby called a fence. The fence then takes the haul to a home or warehouse where a cleaner removes anti-theft devices or marks.
So there's a couple angles to this online retail theft component. The first angle is that it makes it very easy for anybody to say that they have a product and to list it for sale and to offload it. And the second problem is that these companies like Amazon benefit whenever something is sold on their site. They take a cut, and some people say that's why they aren't doing more to get rid of illegal products from their sites. However, even though Amazon and eBay benefit from the sale of anything, no matter where it's from, it's not the fault of these sites that New York has a massive retail theft problem. A problem which is so bad we've even got to lock up our ice cream with a massive padlock. Look at the size of this thing. Now, of course, you can't sell ice cream online, but there's another place you can sell it in New York City, which is why this stuff too is locked up, revealing that it is not the fault of the internet alone that New York has a $4.4 billion shoplifting economy. But before we get into the other ways stolen products are offloaded in this city that is unique to it, it's important to understand that even if Amazon stamped out every illegal listing on their entire site, this stuff, it would still get taken and it would still end up somewhere else because people who steal want money. And even though Amazon and eBay probably should be doing more to keep the sale of illicit goods from taking place on their platforms, the real problem is places like New York aren't doing enough to stop criminals from taking things in the first place. Here's an example of a serial shoplifter with over 100 arrests. How is this even allowed to happen? How is somebody allowed to commit 100 crimes and still be walking around on the streets? And how are we supposed to expect this person to learn something the 101st time they get arrested that they didn't learn the other 100 times? We're not. And criminals like this are the real reason New York has an out-of-control crime problem. Now, that doesn't mean Amazon is innocent. After all, the more products that are locked up in stores, the more people who will just go online to buy from them. But the reality here is that in New York, you've got a lot of places to offload something that you took and want to resell, and the city's not doing anything about it.
Millions of dollars in stolen goods seized in Queens and put on display for the cameras. The thieves had an eye for cosmetics, beauty products, designer clothing.
The defendants utilized social media, Instagram, and other online resources to advertise for the stolen goods for sale both here and for abroad.
Thousands of-
So here we've got a multi-million dollar crime ring which was busted towards the end of last year. And they didn't just sell on Amazon. They sold on pretty much every website, Facebook, Instagram, you name it. And they also sold things physically here in New York and physically in other countries. Not to mention, you've also got people selling things on blankets on the sides of the road throughout New York. Police see this stuff happening. They walk right by. Nothing gets done about it. It's not even legal to do that without a license. And the sad reality is that New York is just such a big place with so many people living in it that anybody who's got that entrepreneurial spirit and zero morals, and who also might not have the computer skills necessary to take pictures of stuff on their phone and then list it for sale on a website, they can make money in a number of ways. The first thing they can do would be to take the products they steal to somebody else who wants to sell them online. They could also unload them from a suitcase and sell them themselves if they want to. Or in the case of food, they could take this food to a nearby deli or bodega. That's why the ice cream is locked up. It gets stolen and then gets transported to another store where it then gets resold. This happens with clothes as well. There was a quote unquote cosmetics store that was selling stolen goods from stores like Macy's, and it existed around the corner from Macy's in a physical location where customers could walk in. And they had stolen items from pretty much every store, Macy's, Nordstrom's, all of it in their store, some of it with the same tags that it had on it in the store that it was taken out of. And when you hear about stuff like that, and then you go to a store like this and you see things like ice cream behind bars, and when you see the vans of products parked in middle-class neighborhoods that are like miniature shopping malls that can drive away when the police show up, the full reality of New York's predicament when it comes to theft starts to emerge. emerge. It's so big, no store can stop it. And we're at a point now where anything that can be stolen will be stolen and taken somewhere else for profit. And obviously, none of this security is a deterrent whatsoever, because you can have as many police and as many National Guard troops as you want. A store like this in a well-guarded area, it's still gonna have to lock things up, because criminals just don't care. They know that if they wait long enough inside the store, an opportunity will arise for them to take something that's not theirs and then run off. It's terrible. And right now we've got criminals with hundreds of arrests just wandering our streets looking for new opportunities to do the thing that they've done hundreds of times already. They're the reason a brand new Walgreens and a brand new train station still has to lock everything up, even though it's surrounded by people in full military dress. And is Amazon partly responsible for this? Absolutely. They gain new customers every single day. Somebody walks into a place like this and has to wait longer than they want to buy something that they know is already overpriced. But the reality here is that without new laws that criminalize crime once again in this city, more of our stores are going to shut down. More pharmacies this year will close, just like they did last year, and there will be even less places for people to buy basic things. And the quality of life for New Yorkers is going to go down. While the costs to live here go up as the remaining stores do even more to crack down on crime because our laws won't. What do you think about that? Should people who steal go to jail? Or should we do something else? Let me know. Thank you so much for watching. I'll see you in the next video.